Behind the Badgers net and taken by Palatichuk. He'll golf it out to center. Bounces past them. Here's a chance for Wisconsin's Liskoski. Kukkonen, he scores! Badgers up 2-0. What a lob pass from the Badgers D-zone, springing Liskoski. Kukkonen down the left side. Beautiful feed, and Kyle finished. It's 2-0 Badgers.
Oh, what a play. Got Ohio State. I'm not sure if they realized what was developing there. The defenseman turned around. He had slowed him down. Gave the Bears a chance to get up some momentum, and Turnus dearly made that save. He got a lot on that block, and it just rolled off and just crossed over the line along the goal line and just got over the goal line for the goal. The Badgers get a 2-0 and get a 2-0 lead.
Wow. Kyle Kukkonen, second goal of the weekend, his 10th of the season. It comes at 6:19. Liskoski with a primary assist. The Badgers leading 2-0 here in Columbus over third-seeded Ohio State. Bouncing puck, Pietila tries to split a couple of Buckeyes. He'll give chase, but they'll say icing on the Badgers. Kukkonen from Liskoski and Palatichuk at 6:19. Two-point game for Joe Palatichuk.
Had 2 points coming into the game for the season.
I know, right?
He had a good year last year. He had
3:15:18.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to catch up to that tonight.
Good to see, though. You know, when you're banged up and the injuries he dealt with, you know, it took him a while to get back to feel comfortable. And, you know, last Sunday against the U.S. Under 18 team, he had a goal and a couple of assists, and he looked like he did a year ago playing with that confidence and little meat to the bone, if you will. Here's Mellenbacher on the attack. Centering pass behind him to Pietila behind him. And to Patrick Guzzo. 3-on-2 for Ohio State. Wide left, Wise. He tries to dangle Hensler. Drop the shot or pass off to Dunlap. And his shot went off Hensler and out of play. So Ohio State will get an offensive zone faceoff. 13:02 to go in the second. A 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick with Paul Capobianco at Nationwide Arena. Game 2, Big Ten quarterfinal series, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers won 4-1 last night and lead 2-0 here tonight. Finley with a puck in his own zone. Finds Phelan to escape the Badgers' end. Banks a pass to Morrisley and then fed in front by Morrissey. Hard to the net went Finley. Quinn just couldn't get there in time, but a heads-up play by Morrissey to make Turnus play the puck.
And Mosley did a great job racing to the puck, taking a hit, but pushing it forward and getting the puck in to Morrissey. Just threw it to open ice towards the net. Almost the perfect speed as Finley was just shy of what getting there.
Face off to the left of Turnus. The Ohio State Buckeyes 21-12-2 this season, but have struggled of late, having lost 4 of 5 prior to tonight's game, outscored 19-10 in that span. Their top line has been quiet over the last few weeks. And now Ohio State wins the defensive zone faceoff. Breaks out. McBrayer into the Wisconsin zone. Slowed. Checked to the wall by Tassie, who engages McBrayer there. Allows his teammate Kerr to come over. Tassie still trying to kick it free and gets the job done to Fitzgerald. Now to Palatichuk, and they'll break out to Tyson Dick. That man pass off a stick or two near the Ohio State line and gathered in by Jake Rossi from Kirkland, Quebec. Sidesteps one Badger. Off to his right across the line. Mishandled the puck. Poked away from him. And gathered in by Tyson Dick. And the puck comes to center ice. Fitzgerald. Oh, he forced a turnover. Backhand shot. Oh, he pushed it wide. Abel just coughed that thing up. Fitzgerald didn't locate it. When he did, he caught up to it. And in tight, he backhanded one wide. Here's Scholes now backpedaling out high. His shot. Oh, redirected by Tyson Dick. Save made by Turnus. Badgers hold his own. Hensler finds Scholes again. Stops. Starts. Looks left. Shot blocked. It's caught up in the skates of Rossi. Scholes kept it alive in the offensive zone. Poked it off to Lindmark. Right wing, what's he going to do? He'll shoot one short side, stopped by Turnus. Loose puck caroms to the far wall. Liskoski takes it from deck hut. Finds an open Kukkonen. Snaps one off. Glove saved by Turnus. He hangs on. 2-0 Badgers, 11:25 to go in the second period.
Christian Fitzgerald just keeping Ohio State defenseman honest there. I don't know that he didn't think he was going to do anything with it, but just put a little bit of pressure on the defenseman, and puck ended up in his body or off his stick and put him in a great position, and the batters went to work from there. Great shift. One little turnover here in the defensive zone by Ohio State. Nearly end up in the back of their net.
This Lindmark Kukkonen-Laskoski line has been effective so far after the entry to Jack Horbach forced Mike Hastings to shuffle his original line chart. Laskoski getting physical in the corner. Won the puck free, but it caroms off a skate out to center. Right to Ben Dexheimer, and he'll whistle it in. Turnis behind the net, leaves it off for Smith. Moves it around to Jake Dunlap. He deflects and had it taken away by Phelan. Short angled shot that went too high over the outstretched glove. The goaltender Turnis out to center. Badgers pick it up and lob it back in. Johnson brings it down out of midair. Lindmark takes it away from him. Finley sniffing around for it. Eventually lifted ahead to Wise. One-on-one with Palatichuk. Back is Kerr also. And an off-balance shot by Wise missed the cage. Johnson holds the zone for Ohio State. Now it spins around to the far wall. Wise out to the left point. And a shot by Hanson Bucetta was blocked. And the Badgers go to get it. And they'll bank it ahead off a stick. Deflected by a Buckeye. No icing. Boy, the Badgers have really had a lot of ozone time here over the last several minutes. The Buckeyes have not looked sharp getting it out of their own zone and then even trying to get anything going in the offensive end.
Yeah, the Badgers have been really good getting that puck over the blue line, out of the defensive zone in danger whenever they've got it.
Palatichuk slows Thompson with a body check, but Ohio State with a shot from long range, fought off by Scarfoni near wall, held in by Hanson Bucetta. His low shot, that skipped wide of the target, and Mellenbacher scoops it out to center, where it's picked up now by Ohio State's Joe Dunlap, who collides with Botterill. Both go down. Buckeyes with a biscuit. Down low right, Carfagna hard to the net, stopped by Scarfoni. May have caromed off the near post, too. Badgers pick up the loose puck on the attack. Botterill, Mosley, back to Botterill. Short side shot. That stopped by Turnis. Gathered in by Mosley. Back to Botterill. Refeeds Mosley. Out to the point now. Hensler holds and looks. Mosley, one-timer from the right wing wall. Didn't get on goal. Scholes able to force it back deep. Badgers, Botterill needs a change. The Buckeyes have the puck. And falling down, losing the puck, Thompson. Badgers take it away. Belt high pass by Mosley to Morrissey. Couldn't deflect it on goal. Now Tassie has it for Wisconsin. Pass off behind the net. Morrissey tied up by Thompson. Tassie tried to dig it out of the skates of the big centerman and gets it off to Morrissey. 9:05 left, second period. 2-0 Badgers. Finley behind the net, works free, low right, shot off a Buckeye, and then blocked away by Turnis. Still, Ohio State can't clear. Oh, a nice dangle by Hensler at the line. Right wing fanned a shot. Able to pick up the loose puck, though. Double team. Squirts a puck through the legs of one Ohio State player. Now Fitzgerald shoots one, and he hit his own teammate Tassie in front of the net, and he went down hard. Simon nursing his left leg. And now the Badgers, Dexheimer has it. Bumps it off to Finley. Wisconsin playing with much more juice than the Buckeyes right now.
They're just pretty much dominating at this point. They need to find a goal.
For sure. Dexheimer had the puck in the offensive zone, lost it. Buckeyes, though, turn it right back over. Finley with it low right. Turns back to his right. Put one in front. Intercepted by Ohio State's Carfagna. Now Burnside has it for the Buckeyes up to center. Burnside taps off Montez. They're onside. Montez dumps it in. Dexheimer beat Burnside to the puck. Tyson Dick ties up a man far side. And the Badgers, Phelan lobbed it all the way down to the Buckeye zone. Not strongly enough for icing. So we play on with 8 minutes to go. Second period. A 2-0 Wisconsin advantage. Montez head and shoulder fake. Moved left and fell down. I tell you, there's something wrong with the ice because it's happening to everybody here tonight. And again, two high school games were played here this afternoon. I'm sure that has something to do with it. Here's a centering pass. Mellenbacher fanned on it. Montez picks up the loose puck. Fontaine the other way. 2-on-3. Back checking Care. He jammed the puck free for the Badgers, who have a 3-on-3 to our left. And then a whistle and offside. 7:31 to go here in the second period. The Wisconsin Badgers lead Ohio State here in Columbus 2-0. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you, Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place Select Hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's Disease. And you can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers are trying to improve the lives of people affected with innovative treatments, early diagnosis, and comprehensive support for families and caregivers. Again, visit goalsforacure.org, and thank you for your support. Badgers lead the Buckeyes 2-0. 7:20 to go here in the second period. Wisconsin behind its own net. Gavin Morrissey with some room. Lobs it over the defenseman. Carfagna bounces wide, but Turnus steps out of his net and paddles it around. Carfagna dropped his stick, wanted a penalty. Nothing called against Wisconsin. Puck batted out to the Buckeyes line and then whacked back into the OSU zone. Carfagna went to get his stick and looks up, and there's the puck because Hanson Buchetta went D-to-D. And now here comes OSU. Jake Dunlap, slowed by Morrissey, who lost his stick. Puck behind the net, and Palatichuk's got it as the Buckeyes were in the midst of a change. Sent out to center, and then a whistle and offside called on Ohio State. 6:46 left here in period number two. Joe Palatichuk, a power play goal late in the first. Kyle Kukkonen from Cody Laskowski and Palatichuk, 6:19 into the second. A 2-0 Badgers advantage.
2-0 and Badgers working hard for another one here. It's been the last 10 minutes. It's been all Badgers, but they need to get that third one.
Wisconsin wins the neutralized faceoff. Hensler with it. Skates to the red line. Sends it in. Wiped out, but back up on his skates. Botterill in on the forecheck. Lindmark tries to apply pressure, but McBrayer darts past him. Left wing now. Decutt snaps off a shot that's wide. McBrayer tried to send it back towards the goal mouth, intercepted by Scholes. Pass to Tassie. Had to kick it to his backhand and then found Scholes near his side. Zach ahead now to Botterill. Tied up at neutral ice. Puck squirts free to Gordon. Angle to pass too far for Decutt. No icing. Decutt able to get to the hash mark. Then spun out of control with contact from Hensler. Scholes then gets it up to center, and Botterill backpedals to the Ohio State blue line. Hands off to Lindmark. Nifty stick handling move. Low left. Tried to jam it in. It crawled off the toe of his stick. Played out towards the blue line. Leaping was Jack Phelan, the 6'3" defenseman. Batted it down, but then the Buckeyes picked up the loose puck, and Dunlap from long range fired one on Scarfoni. Easy stop for Tommy. Hangs on for a faceoff. Shots on goal in this period. Wisconsin has 10. The Buckeyes only 6 unofficially. A 2-0 Badgers advantage.
The Badgers had a lot of success down low in this period.
Yep.
We've seen, I'm not sure how many, but if you were keeping track of pucks coming from behind the goal and the goal line out to in front of the net, they found something there. Quinn Finley a couple of times, Tyson Dick did it. Badgers had success coming out from behind the goal line and getting in front.
Wisconsin actually worked on that a lot in practice this week and did it even more on the power play too, working below the goal line. We haven't had many chances to see the Badgers do that on the man advantage this weekend. They've only had 2 power plays so far in this series. Failed to score last night, but scored here tonight. Laskowski, good body work, low left, tries to get the puck on goal or find a teammate. Kukkonen now comes for support. Cody Laskowski, the fifth-year RIT transfer, playing very well since his return from a lower body injury. Just that veteran presence of Laskowski in his 150th collegiate game.
RIT last year had pretty good success in the postseason, winning their tournament and making the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
He's been experienced in this postseason play.
Along with Wisconsin goaltender Tommy Scarfoni and Ohio State defenseman Aiden Hansen-Buchetta, all played for the Tigers in Rochester last year. Won the Atlantic Hockey Tournament Championship, onto the NCAA, lost in the opening round to Boston University. Little give and go, Fontaine with Burnside, didn't really connect. It's loose to the right of Scarfone. He stuck out his right arm and kept the shot from Thompson from going in. And now Wisconsin's Pietilus scoops it into the Ohio State zone. Badgers get a change. 4:20 left in the second, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Thompson was just kind of sitting on the side of the net by himself.
Yeah.
Puck looked safely behind the net, but just popped up in the air and found the forward there. Scarfone made a quick move over, try to hug the post and cover it up and make a save.
Buckeyes dump it in. Scarfone pokes it over to Zach Scholes. Hensler then runs into traffic and a jousting match ensues. McBrayer left wing wall, got it to Dunlap, put it in front. That went off a leg and gathered in by Quinn Finley. Turns on the Jets off to his right. Backpedaling McBrayer. Finley comes in low right, can't get an angle to the net. He lost possession and the Buckeyes now have it. Scooped ahead out to center. Good read by Dexheimer. Batted it down, preventing Wise from getting behind him. Dexheimer back up on his skates, and they're battling near the Wisconsin line before it's deflected out down to the Ohio State net area, and it twirls right in front of the cage, and Turnus lets it go. Puck almost did a U-turn on its own. Here's a shot by Gordon off the end boards. He tried to follow up, couldn't reach it. Bouncing puck out to Johnson now. Right wing wall past Deckhut. A stick handles around a Badger defenseman, and what a stick save made by Scarfone. They pick up the loose puck and score. Oh, Scarfone got a little wild to his left and leaned back, stopped the initial shot with the blade or paddle of his stick, and then Rossi picked up the loose change and tucked it underneath them. It's a 2-1 game late second period.
Yeah, I think it was Deckhut or whoever it was there that went around wide and got the first shot off. Scarfone was way out. He was trying to use the parallel blade of his stick or the paddle of his stick to knock it back into the corner and didn't quite get there. And the bad scramble, it was Ohio State there for the rebound. Jake Rossi and Buckeyes, unfortunately, cut this lead in half.
Former Madison Capital, Jake Rossi from Kirkland, Quebec. His fourth goal of the season gives Sam Deckhut the primary assist. And the time of the goal, 16:57. Badgers still lead. It's 2-1 now, though. Late second period. Top line back out for Steve Rolick's club. Fontaine and Burnside and Thompson. Thompson using his big body and extending his arms, cross-checking Fitzgerald in the lower back. Ohio State spins it around. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Delayed penalty. Mosley engaged with Thompson. Walks free and shoots one low right. And Scarfone able to knock that one free. Abel with it now out near the right point. He mishandles. The Badgers possess. Whistle blows. Penalty on Wisconsin. The Buckeyes just cut the Badgers' lead in half. And now they're going on a power play with 2:22 left in the second.
Well, this has been a great period for Wisconsin. That middle 10 minutes. But some adversity here for the Badgers, maybe for the first time the whole weekend, really. Up 2-0, give up one, and then take a penalty shortly after. It's a big kill here for the results of this game. Try to head in the locker room with at least a lead.
First power play of the night for the Buckeyes. 17:38, high-sticking penalty to Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald. Badgers 2-for-2 on the PK last night. They've killed all 8 Ohio State power plays they've faced in 5 games this season. Buckeyes about 23% in Big Ten play. McBrayer low right, shot blocked by Wisconsin. Phelan and cleared all the way down. Nice job by Phelan. Ohio State in relation to its recent skid of losing 4 of 5, Buckeyes only 2-for-21 on the power play over the last 11 games, actually. And only one power play goal in the last 5. Anthony Kerr behind his own net flings it up off the sideboards, and it hit the linesman seated on the shelf at the Buckeyes bench. And maybe a Buckeye as well. They blew the play dead, and so they'll drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone. Minute 27 to go in the Ohio State power play. 1:49 to go in the second. 2-1 Wisconsin.
A little bad luck there for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Puck was ready to get out of the zone, but it went over by the bench. It's the other side of the rink, obviously. There's glass there. It hits the glass and goes out. Unfortunately, the faceoff stays back in the defensive zone here.
Faceoff to Scarfone's right. Montez digs in. Thompson pokes it to the point man, Carfagna. Burnside protects. Now Carfagna to the left-handed Fontaine, top of the right circle. Skates it down to the goal line. Back out to Carfagna. Refeeds Fontaine, right dot, looking backside. Montez stuck in. He's there still. Shot by Fontaine, saved by Scarfone. He slides to his right and stops the rebound from Burnside.
That was a big save on the rebound. Big save. First one goes right to the stick in front of the net of Burnside. And Scarfone in great position for that second shot. There was not a lot of time between the rebound and the shot, and he was there. Made the great save.
And he held on for another draw. 106 to go in the penalty to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Face off to Scarfone's right. Buckeyes win it again. Carfagna to Burnside. Back to Carfagna. Finds Montez. Left dot. Right wing. Fontaine steps in. Shoots. He shot it wide. Scarfone down and out. Backside pass to an open Montez. Too hot to handle. Oh, and then a centering pass off the body of Lindmark. And whistle stops play. And we've got a man in the crease, I believe, and they're going to drop the puck out at neutral ice. Well, that shot went strong to the left of Scarfone and bounced back out. And then Tommy was scrambling and everybody else was, too.
And Scarfone got hit pretty, I don't know where it was, if it was by a Buckeye or what, but it put him out of position in the first place. That would have been interesting if that puck ended up in the net. Buckeye's in the crease the entire time.
Yeah, that was Riley Thompson. And then Palatichuk started playing goalie as Scarfone was being interfered with. Badgers with a bit of a break here as they get the faceoff out at neutral ice and win the draw. Nice job by Gavin Morrissey, forcing Ohio State way back into its own zone. Morrissey out there with Laskowski on this PK. Fitzgerald would normally be on the PK. Now Laskowski with a steal at center. One-on-one with Carfagna. Right wing stops spinning. Backhand looking. Slot pass Morrissey. And he lost the handle but chased it down in the corner. Spins it to the kick plate. And then takes it right back. Away from three Buckeyes. Palatichuk. Oh, he darts left and got chopped right in the head. It appeared by Gunnar Wolf Fontaine. Centering pass. Palatichuk back. He intercepts and scoops it all the way down. Power play time for Ohio State about to expire. Oh, I thought Palatichuk may be done for the night when he took that hit up high, but he recovered and then stole it and cleared. And now the Badgers, it looks like, are going to kill off this power play, and they will. Fitzgerald out of the box. Ohio State with possession, 15 seconds to go in the period. Badgers leading 2-1. Down the right wing wall, Carfagna, Montez, shot blocked by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Though Montez picked it up and fired one that Scarfone stopped. Centering pass now, batted back behind the net by Scarfone. Lindmark takes a hit to protect the puck, and the horn sounds, and goodness. Ooh.
I feel like the Badgers just survived the last 5 minutes of this period. They gave up one, but they survived the penalty kill. And a couple seconds, 30 seconds after that, get out of here with the lead still in the second period. A one-goal lead heading to the third, and Badgers would take that as when the night started.
No doubt. Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead on Ohio State after two periods of play. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Well, for a while in that second period, Wisconsin was controlling, and then the Buckeyes turned it on at the end after getting a goal to cut Wisconsin's two-goal advantage second half. Badgers led 1-0 after one, and then Kyle Kukkonen scored at 6:19 from Cody Laskowski and Joe Palatichuk. 10th goal of the year for Kukkonen to make it 2-0. A beautiful play on a lob pass by Palatichuk. Laskowski then patient with a puck, and then Kukkonen finishing the play. And then after near the end of the second period, scramble in front of the net. Jake Rossi able to poke one home past Scarfoni at 16:57. Rossi is 4th goal of the year from Gordon and Dekhut. Shortly thereafter, Christian Fitzgerald took a high sticking penalty, but the Badgers able to kill that off and get out of the second period with a 2-1 lead. Shots on goal 11-10 for the Buckeyes in that period, just like the first. So 22-20 shots on goal in favor of OSU. Tommy Scarfoni, 10 saves in the period. He has 21 for the game. Turnus with 9 saves in the period. He has 18 so far. And again, Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead and trying to advance to the Big Ten tournament semifinals. They had their A game last night. I'm not sure it's the A game tonight. BC, it's not terrible, that's for sure. I wouldn't say it's mediocre either, but it's good enough right now to have a 1-goal lead in the Buckeyes' hometown.
I'd say Tommy Scarfoni has his A game, that's for sure. And he's helped cover up a few just mishandles. I mean, we've actually seen Ohio State kind of do the same thing. You mentioned the ice a few times. Yeah. Don't know from up here how that's going for both teams. Guys falling down, pucks seeming to just kind of roll off people's sticks. But again, Badgers have the 1-goal lead here on the road, looking to finish things off in the third period. Ohio State, a little bit of a pushback towards the last 5 minutes, got the goal and kept going. And obviously they don't want their playoff season to end here. They look like they're probably in the NCAA tournament, but you don't want to play around with that stuff. And
no,
they're probably safely in the tournament, but they're making it more interesting for sure if this doesn't go their way.
Their loss last night dropped them from 9th to 11th in the pairwise. Another loss to a team that only has 13 wins could certainly knock them down a notch or two, but you don't want to play around with it, so I'm sure the Buckeyes are going to come out flying in the third period. Though Wisconsin has the lead, 2-1 after two periods. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Insulate your next project and save big money with Knauf fiberglass insulation at Menards. From cut to length rolls to pre-cut batts and blow-in insulation, Menards has everything you need to get the job done while adding comfort and energy efficiency to your home. Plus, you can add even more savings with federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Second intermission here in Columbus. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 2-1, trying to sweep this first-round series and advance to next weekend's Big Ten tournament semifinals. Elsewhere in Ann Arbor, Penn State has taken a 4-2 lead on Michigan. The Nittany Lions trying to sweep that series. Last night, Verona's J.J. Weebush had a hat trick for Penn State and scored a beauty of a goal in overtime between his legs. Well, Weebush has scored again shortly after former Badger William Whitelaw had got Michigan back within a goal. Weebush scores, so it's 4-2 Penn State late second period in Ann Arbor. And tonight, in about a half hour or so at Mariucci, it's Minnesota and Notre Dame. The last place Fighting Irish beat the second seeded Gophers last night 3-2. They are going for a sweep. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team driving back from Duluth as WCHA playoff champions after knocking off Minnesota today in dramatic fashion, 4-3 on Sarah Woznevich, game-winning goal with under 25 seconds to play, set up by Casey O'Brien. So the Badger women have won the WCHA regular season and postseason championships, will undoubtedly be the number one seed for the NCAA tournament. The selection show tomorrow, 10:30. It'll be live on ESPNU, and you can expect to see some more women's college hockey at Lebanon Arena Thursday, the opening round potentially of the NCAA tournament. Definitely Saturday, a quarterfinal game before the Frozen Four, which is in Minnesota in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, what an impressive season they put out so far. That's championship number two and the big one yet to come. Just one loss in a season, that's just hard to comprehend. You go that long. It's going to be a fun run for the Badgers. There's four Patty Kaspire finalists that they came out this week, led by Casey O'Brien, and they're just on a loaded for a run, and hopefully they get to do the mission they pretty much set out at the start of this season, which is raise the last trophy of the year.
Yep, they got tested by Duluth yesterday, Minnesota today, but they win another championship. Here, Wisconsin leads Ohio State 2-1, second intermission. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, Joe Palatichuk and Kyle Kukkonen have scored tonight. Tommy Scarfoni has made 21 saves so far. Badgers lead the Buckeyes 2-1, and the third period will start here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Posick and Paul Campobianco at Nationwide Arena. Maybe 1,500 fans here watching the Badgers and the Buckeyes in Game 2 of the Big Ten Tournament. Tonight's game also brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Badgers up 2-1, skating left to right here in the third period, but the Buckeyes win the faceoff and dump it down in. In pursuit is Anthony Kerr. Got there first, rimmed it around, but not out. Carfania kept it alive, kicked free to the stick of Montez, who mishandles. Then Morrissey took the puck away, sidesteps a check from Hanson Bucetta, but the Buckeyes possess once again up at center, although Dunlap directed it into the Badgers' end, and Logan Hensler back in his own zone. Beautiful angled pass to Finley, who reaches at the red line to deflect it deep, preventing icing, and the Badgers get a change in the process. Sometimes just those little plays, right? Can Wisconsin play a solid third period here against an Ohio State team that has scored 46 third-period goals? 41% of their goals this season have come in the third period. Fitzgerald coughed it up at center. Badgers get it back and chop it out to center ice. And now Hensler throwing his body around, knocking down Davis Burnside. The Badgers' Scholes flips it around far side. Hensler reaching for it and whacks it to center ice again. Burnside for the Buckeyes, taps back to the defenseman Johnson, D to D to McBrayer. Red line Fontaine sends it back to his defenseman who wasn't ready for it and forced to make a move quickly as Ryan Botterill out for the Badgers along with Lindmark and Tassi. Wise can't catch a pass at the Badgers line. Botterill's got it now, skating with a man right on top of him. Nudged it out to neutral and right to the stick of Brent Johnson. Scored the lone goal for Ohio State last night, did Johnson. A beauty, too. Here's Lindmark behind the net. Offensively, Botterill. Point pass to Dexheimer. Working with Phelan. Shot by Dexheimer. Deflected by Lindmark. Bounce behind the net. Botterill retrieves and centered one. Deflected by the Buckeyes. Badgers have it again. Botterill angles a pass left side. Dexheimer. Stutter set move. Tries to get it to the corner. Lindmark behind the net. Centering pass. No one there for the Badgers. Taken by the Buckeyes. Foot race now between Jake Dunlap and Wisconsin's Phelan. And Dunlap reached in or leaned into Phelan, knocked him off balance, but the Badgers come out of there with the biscuit. Tyson Dick trying to get around Hanson Bukata. Poked it past him, but can't run down the puck, and now the Buckeyes the other way. Here's Rossi now to Deck Hutt. He sweeps it in. Quickly after it, Anthony Kerr. Immediately met by the stick of Gordon, but Kerr able to muscle the puck out to center, and the Buckeyes have it again. D to D, Schultz whacked it away. Dick can't get it deep. Now Schultz again from the Badgers bench. Banked it into the Ohio State zone, and Bukata has to hustle after it. Does. Outlet pass for Rossi. Kicked it right back in. Oh, Dick with a blind pass intended for Mosley behind him. He was coming down the slot. Hensler with a steal. Turns on the Jets. Low left. Can't get a shot off. Skates it back behind the net. Turn around. Feed in front for Mellenbacher. Got his stick on it. Not on goal. Finley then blasts one from out high. Blocked by Gordon. And that injured him a little bit. Badgers have to regroup. Finley skates across the line and coughed it up. Rossi with it now, potential 3-on-2, but Rossi needs a change and elects just to dump it in, which benefits the Badgers. 2-1 Wisconsin. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, you're saying a good period for Wisconsin is what you're looking for. Smart for sure, aggressive for sure.
Yes.
We've seen some plays just throwing blind passes to the middle of the ice in the offensive zone, looking for some offense.
Oh, here's a give and go, Hong and Montez, but Montez couldn't catch the pass, and then a nice feed down low, pivoting Montez, his stuff shot denied by Scarfoni. Out to the point, McBrayer holds the zone, pressured by Wisconsin's Morrissey. Puck rolls free to the stick of Jack Phelan, who hands it off to Finley, scoops it around the boards and all the way down. No icing, though, as Abel couldn't catch it. Right by the Buckeyes bench. Badgers and the Buckeyes change 4 minutes into the third, 2-1 Wisconsin. And now Abel drops a pass back that actually turned out going on goal, and Turnus has to paddle it across the far side boards. Hensler steals at the Wisconsin line and dumps it in. Liskoski in on the forecheck with Fitzgerald. Cody meets the defenseman in the far corner. Fitzgerald gets a step on the other. He's sandwiched off. And now Burnside had a pass deflected. Fitzgerald knocked down. Big body of Thompson put his left shoulder into Fitzgerald, and he went down hard. But Christian back on the skates. Here's Burnside stick handling. Got around a hook from Kukkonen. Right wing passed. Guzzo stopped. And Dexheimer stung by that block shot. Backside! Oh, a chance for Fontaine. He had a layup and pushed it wide. Beautiful feed far side by Burnside. Fontaine upset with himself. Badgers dodge a bullet as Scarfoni covers.
Dodge a bullet is right. Oh, my gosh. Burnside by himself. The lefty kind of just backed away from the traffic in front of the net. Found himself by himself. And puts his stick over his head and over his shoulder. Can't believe he missed that one.
Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, guy that's been a bit of a scoring slump, no goals in his last six, a guy that's got over 100 points in his career, a standout at Northeastern for 4 years. He had a chance on a backdoor pass from Davis Burnside and shanked it. Just didn't get it on goal. Here's Hanson Bukata to Carfagna. He shoots one off the stick of Tassi and Y. Damian Carfagna is fun to watch. Little left-handed defenseman, came from New Hampshire after 1 year there. 6 goals and 16 points with the Wildcats. Elected to be a Buckeye, play Big Ten hockey. Badgers lifted out to center. A little over 5 minutes gone by in the third. Badgers lead 2-1. Game two of this Big Ten quarterfinal series. Badgers have never won a Big Ten quarterfinal series. Centering pass by Jake Dunlap. Didn't get through. Stopped by Scarfoni. And he'll cover with 14:35 left here in the third.
Just to review what that means, 6 years for the quarterfinals, the current format of how the Big Ten has run things. Although, actually, there was 1 year in the middle there that was a single game, but the Badgers had the bye because of the winning the regular season in 2021.
Correct.
But before that, it was a neutral site, single site for the first 4 years.
Yeah.
That's when the Badgers won their first title and got to a second championship.
Yep. Won it at the XL Energy Center against Ohio State on Mark Zangerle's overtime goal. And then lost at Joe Louis Arena to Penn State on an overtime goal. Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Mellenbacher's out with Pietola and Dick. Dexheimer and Phelan, the defensive pair. Gordon reaches in. Rossi with a puck shot. Block. Got it back. Backhander. Two brilliant saves by Scarfoni. And a penalty coming up on Wisconsin. But Tommy Scarfoni denied Rossi on the backhand. The follow-up by Decott. His stop on that one even better.
Wow. Tommy Scarfoni. Unbelievable. A clean win by Ohio State. They've been really good on the faceoffs tonight. To the top of the circle. It's a cross check, I think they called.
Yeah, Phelan's got the gate.
Original shot gets through. He makes a save. The rebound plops out, and it's Ohio State again in position for the rebound. First to find the puck, and Scarfoni, blocker or pad, it was hard to tell which it hit, towards the corner, and Jack Phelan ends up taking a penalty.
Wow. Yeah. Badgers lose the faceoff. Man open in front, but Fontaine didn't see him in time. Thompson had peeled back after the faceoff win and was open. Buckeyes in the offensive zone, needing one to tie on a man advantage. Fontaine straightaway, Carfagna back to Fontaine, right dot. Carfagna again, center point. Refeeds Fontaine, pitch and catch, near side. Montes fanned a shot, passed through, intended for Burnside off his stick, found its way to Fontaine. Carfagna back to Fontaine. Burnside, one-time blast, missed the net. Off the glass, behind the cage, Ricochets, they've got the puck. Here's Fontaine, straight away Carfagna shoots one, blocker save Scarfoni. Power play continues for 80 more seconds. Badgers lead by one, third period, shot blocked by Dexheimer off the stick of Fontaine. Carfagna holds, right wing Fontaine now, stick handling and looking. Here's Montes, mishandles the pass from the point man Carfagna. Mosley lifts the stick of Montes, frees the puck for Morris. He kicks it to his forehand, can't clear though. Fontaine got in the way. Weak pass, stays in the zone. Montes with it, 55 seconds to go on the Ohio State power play. One-time shot, Carfagna missed the net and ricocheted all the way back to him at the blue line. Here is Burnside with a shot and goal on goal, and Scarfoni stopped it. Top of the crease and hangs on. Wow, they moved the puck all over the place. Carfagna did so to himself. And Scarfoni either making a save here or there, block shots, or fumbling the puck. Badgers have 47 seconds left to kill off on the Phelan penalty.
And a lot of that was Zach Scholes lost his stick. Badger bench went crazy. At one point, one of the Ohio State players hit the stick out of the way. Badgers wanted interference because the stick went up towards the high part of the zone and making it much harder for Scholes to go retrieve it. He never could.
Badgers win the faceoff in the defensive zone, and Fitzgerald clears all the way down. Again, Jack Horbach's been out since the first period with an injury, and he's one of the Badgers' best penalty killers, so Lindmark's out there with Fitzgerald right now. Bouncing puck in the Wisconsin zone, 25 seconds to go on the Ohio State power play, and the puck slides all the way back into the Buckeyes' end. Laskowski and Morrissey come out to finish off this PK with Kerr and Scholes. Nope, that's Hensler. And an angled pass up towards the Badger line, intercepted by Kerr. The Badgers look like they're going to get this job done. Quinn Finley standing on the bench, pounding the sideboards with his stick. 1 second to go, and the Badgers get the job done on the PK. They're 4-for-4 this weekend. And they're 10-for-10 this season against Ohio State. A 2-1 Wisconsin advantage, 12:15 to go in the third. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that was a wild kill. The Badgers, let's stay out of the box the rest of the way, huh?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Here's Laskowski now, shoots one as he gains the Ohio State zone well wide. Mellenbacher catches up to it left wing, put it in front. Now Pietola from Laskowski, and he snapped his stick in half. Adam off the bench, right down the middle. He tried to fire one in one motion, and his stick broke in two. Tyson Dick out on the ice with Mellenbacher. Broken stick. Oh, a shot from out high. Got through somehow, through traffic. And Scarfoni stretched out his right leg and made a nice stop and covered again.
Yeah, kind of a crazy play there. I think the referee threw the stick to the Badger bench from Ohio State, the one that was from Pietola. And it kind of broke up the play there. Kind of got in the way of right outside the Badger blue line. It didn't really affect that much, but it was kind of a goofy play by the referee.
What is going on here? Badgers with a 2-1 lead. 11:46 left in the third. Tommy Scarfoni has been rock solid last night and again here tonight. He stopped 28 of 29 last night. He has stopped 28 of 29 so far tonight. Face off. Badgers trying to get the win. Phelan out there with care, and we've got a penalty coming up on Wisconsin again. They're going to call hooking on Fitzgerald, who's barking at the referee, Jake Rakuki. This will be the third straight power play for Ohio State, second in this period. Badgers lead 2-1, but making it difficult on themselves. The other thing to point out, too, not only is Jack Horbach not returned after a first period injury, I haven't seen Joe Palatichuk in this third period. Fitzgerald gets the gate for the second time tonight.
You mentioned him getting hit up high towards the end of the last period.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Tripping on Fitzgerald at 8:21. Buckeyes moved the puck so well on their last power play, but just couldn't convert. Here, Wisconsin wins the faceoff and clears it all the way down. Now Ryland Mosley getting time on the penalty kill because Fitzgerald's in the box. Mosley with Lindmark, Kerr, and Scholes. Montez, center ice, right wing Burnside. He can fly. Steady skates it to the corner and banks it off the backboards out to Riley Thompson. Left wing wall, walks down low, shoots one short side. Scarfoni hugging the post and keeping his right arm to his body, made the stop. And as he got the whistle and then he kind of unravels himself, that puck was right along the near side pipe.
It's still outside the net, which is all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Well, the Badgers here, another defensive zone faceoff. Man, they need to win some of these faceoffs. This power play faceoffs, Ohio State's been really good. Well, keeping possession of the puck. We saw it the last period and the last two power plays, or this is the second of the two in the third period here.
Buckeyes have won 30 of 49 faceoffs tonight, but the Badgers win the 50th, although Dexheimer failed to clear. Pushed back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Liskoski protects. Phelan whacked it behind the net. Dexheimer comes out of there with it. He now has some open space and will send it down. Still 75 seconds left on the Buckeyes power play. Wisconsin leads 2-1. 10:45 to go here in the third. Game two, best of three. Badgers won game one last night 4-1. Burnside flings a pass cross ice. Too far for Thompson. Easy pickup for Jack Phelan, and he'll fling it all the way down. Sloppy play that time by the Buckeyes' top line. So Steve Rolick changes his units. And a lead feed for Rotzi. Too far out of his reach. Icing called on the Buckeyes, and the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff shorthanded for another 46 seconds.
Be happy to take some help on the penalty kill here for sure.
Yes.
Kind of the same play down the left wing. One just bank pass. I think it was just trying to get the puck in and hoping Ohio State would get there first, but Dexheimer was there, and this time just a play pass out of reach and the icing. So now we get Owen Lindmark here to hopefully win an offensive zone faceoff, try to kill a little bit more time off.
And Lindmark did just that. Anthony Kerr elects just to skate it out to center to rag the puck a little bit, finds an opening and shoots it down on goal, and Turnus has to stop it. But the Buckeyes get to the puck quickly after Turnus moved it, and now here comes Brent Johnson. 30 seconds to go on the Ohio State power play, trying to pull even with Wisconsin. Halfway through the third, Rossi stick-handling move beautifully, shoots one low. Scarfoni made the save off his stick, popped into the air. Rossi retrieves, out to Johnson, far side. One-time blast off the stick of McBrayer, missed the net. Rossi holds it in. Left wing pass, Joe Dunlap sets and fires, blocked at ricochet towards Scarfoni, back to the Badgers who sent it down. That'll do it for the Ohio State power play. 0-3 on the man advantage tonight. Wisconsin hanging on to a 2-1 lead here in Columbus, 9:35 left in the third. Fitzgerald out of the box, forces a turnover at center. Liskoski skates and dumps it in. Turnus behind the net, didn't see Liskoski coming, almost coughed it up. Now Ryan Gordon protects behind his own net and patient with the puck and then breaks it out far side to Nathan Lewis. Left wing McBrayer skates into traffic. Looked like Ohio State was offside. Players collide. They go down. Wisconsin had the puck as it bounces back through neutral ice. That looked like offside to me, but they did not call it. Good read by Hensler taking the puck away from Deckhut. Now Wisconsin's failing with it. Jack skates to open ice at center and then nudged it ahead for Finley, who backhands it deep. Ellenbacher just wiped out on the forecheck. Back on his skates and pressuring. Bad pass clearing. Hensler steals. Slot shot by Pietola. He turned himself like a top and didn't get it on goal. In fact, he whiffed. And then the loose puck to Tyson Dick. His shot stopped by Turnus. He hangs on. 8:38 to go in the third. The Badgers lead 2-1. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin hanging on to a 2-1 lead on Ohio State. 8:38 left to go in regulation. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit hamfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Hey, congratulations to Matt LePay. Surprised today by Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. He will be inducted to the UW Athletics Hall of Fame. Not bad for a basketball player who couldn't shoot or a third baseman who had no range and a soft arm. Congratulations, Matt LePay is in the UW Athletics Hall of Fame in the class of 2025.
Oh, so well deserved.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And kind of interesting. He's the one that usually is the MC of that event. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of curious of how that's going to go.
I'm
when he's
anxious to hear himself interview himself.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Badgers have Owen Mellenbacher out with Tyson Dick and Adam Pietola, the fourth line with an offensive zone faceoff that Mellenbacher won. Dick then spins it around left corner to right. Down the wall comes Pietola to protect. Mellenbacher can't reach as Thompson got away from him, but Dexheimer pinches, freed the puck for Tyson Dick. Shot redirected by Mellenbacher, fought off by Turnus, who made the glove stop. Now Mellenbacher diving to slow Davis Burnside. Puck taken by Thompson. Top line out for Ohio State. Fontaine shoots one from just inside the blue line on goal. Scarfoni stopped it and hung on. A wise move because Ohio State, being the home team, gets the last change, and they put their top talent out on the ice against Wisconsin's fourth line.
I know the Badgers. The one thing it is, Ohio State puts it on net, and they've been so good in the faceoff circle.
Yeah.
It's almost like a dump in and try to get possession. Although we've seen the Badgers win a few faceoffs of late.
Yeah, Ohio State's won 30 of 53 so far in the faceoff circle. Owen Lindmark to take the draw against Guzzo, and he won the draw. The Badgers have it. Kukkonen with it, across the line right wing. Near the hash mark, skates it to the corner. Thrown up against the end boards by Carfagna. Kukkonen and Tassi battling below the Ohio State goal line, now helping out Lindmark. Tapped it off to Kukkonen. Pass intended for Tassi, intercepted by Carfagna. Bounces free now to Hanson Bukata, who ran into trouble. Lindmark picked it up and fired the puck off the knee of Guzzo. And then it deflects back into the Ohio State zone, and they got it ahead. Now Jake Dunlap, left wing, tees one up, and good partial block by Phelan. Scarfoni came out to cut down the angle and stuck out his right pad to direct it to the corner. And Wisconsin's Dexheimer quickly moves it too strongly for Finley. Out to the point, long-range shot deflected by Dunlap, skips to the near side wall. Now Dexheimer has it. Breakout up the middle of Morrissey, comes across the line. And he cuts down low right, can't get a shot off, still possesses though. They'll bump it off to Kukkonen at the left point, and Kyle turns and sends it back deep. 7 minutes left in regulation. Badgers lead 2-1. Sit for the defenseman Scholes. Pressuring him, James Hong. Montez out there with Dunlap, too. A dangerous forward line for Ohio State. Montez, the Heartland native. Pass out to the point. McBrayer muffed it. Mosley after it. One on two. Cutting in on the defenseman. One-hand scoop shot by Mosley that brought Turnus up to make the stop, and he hung on. I don't know how he got that much mustard on that shot, but Rylan Mosley on the charge, and Wisconsin's got an offensive zone faceoff leading 2-1 with 6:32 to play.
Oh, what a smart move by Mosley. Oh. Felt the one, I think he had the first guy beat, but he could feel the second defenseman. I think it was Abel for Ohio State coming through. Instead of getting run off and pushed into the corner, he gets the puck on net. And somewhat dangerously with one hand, little wrist flip.
Oh, and Mellenbacher out to take the offensive zone faceoff, and why not? He's 8 of 12 tonight in the faceoff circle.
And he wins that one all the way back to his own zone.
All the way back to his own end. So the Badgers in pursuit of the puck in the defensive zone. Dexheimer out around to Laskowski and directed it to Mellenbacher, who chased it down at center ice and dumps it in. Stays on his skates as he takes a bump. Quickly after it, Abel. He scooped it around the near side. Now a turnover, deck hut. Mellenbacher in front. Chance for Wisconsin, and they can't finish it off. Ryan Botterill to the right of Turnus. Nice look, though, by Mellenbacher. Ooh. Under 6 minutes left now in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Botterill, again, backs pedaling kind of and made it really difficult to get a handle on it and get a good shot off, but he can't really tell from us if it went on net or not.
Yeah. Kerr was pressured back in his own zone, thought about a middle breakout and thought better of it. And now Anthony Kerr gains the line and will scoop it into the Ohio State zone. Lindmark against Hansen Bukata, who took a tumble to the ice. Puck caught up in the skates of Burnside, but reverses now to the Ohio State defenseman. 5:20 to go in the third. Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead. Been in this situation so many times.